Officially, today is known as hashtag No Diet Day. Thank God, something to celebrate that's positive.
Let's have a cheer for that.
About diets. You know, because let's face it, everyone has been on one at some time or another. I mean, we've all tried to think, you know, we're looking a bit muffin toppy and... Well, maybe
what have you done? What have you tried over the years?
Over the years I've tried, I've done Herbalife because my mum was into it eons ago.
Yeah. Well, look, let's Well, see, we're on opposite sides. So I was just going to put it into a bit of perspective. You were, for those that don't know, you were extremely overweight, weren't you, at one period?
Yeah,
so what were you up to?
About 10 years ago, up to about 130,
40K. Yep, 130, 40K.
That's a long time ago now, but...
Yeah, but now, what are you now?
Oh, I sit around anywhere between 85, 88.
Looking great, too.
You know, it could be better. At best, I got down to 78. That's when I really worked hard, but I just couldn't maintain...
Shut the gate.
..for food and all that sort of thing. So I just sort of, you know, indulge a bit more than I used to. But, I mean, the biggest thing for me now is controlling portion sizes. So once I did that... That sort of kept things under control. And then, you know, moving more.
You're a very controlled person on the whole, probably apart from what comes out of
probably
your mouth sometimes.
Too much.
But, oh, look, and see, I'm the opposite. I was always about 57 kgs when I was playing sport my whole life. Now I'm, well, usually at the moment I'm over 80. I'm like between 80 and...
And you're not happy with that?
No. I feel terrible.
But you've never been
terrible.
On a diet in your life, have you?
Yes, I look, I have, but seriously, my efforts have been so half-assed, it's not funny. I've tried. Well, okay, I'm going to put tried in inverted commas because nothing really lasts for me, but I've had a little go at the old Doucan diet, the Atkins, you know, that pre-surgery soup one. I've done that a couple of times.
You know, the soup one does work.
Well, no doubt. Who wants to sustain that, though? Eating water and... Just it's basically minestrone without the pasta.
Give yourself 2 or 3 weeks and you'll get down to your goal weight, no problem.
You know, I did the fasting one for about a day.
Yeah, you get too hungry,
wasn't
don't
overly
you?
Effective. But, you know, the weird thing is, Bilko, most of these diets that I've tried were probably when I was about 15 kilos lighter than what I am now.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm just at the point where I actually have to... And I did go for a run walk the other day. As you know, it's time to just game on, head down, bum up, and actually start training.
Well, I reckon that's what you've got to do.
Yes.
Don't worry about a diet. Actually, move more and just, you know, you've got to eat what you love. I mean, you just don't do it to excess. So if you like a bit of marge, put a bit on there, but just don't go the whole tub, like some people in my family like to do.
Margarine's disgusting.
Yeah. Or
go the real butter. Yeah. Yes.
Or, you know, go along those lines. I mean, people talk the keto, the no carbs after six and all these weird iterations.
Yeah, no. It's not I don't think it's sustainable. Well, not for someone as ill-disciplined as me.
Just do more movement. That's right.
Yes.
And that's how you celebrate No Diet Day. Instead of going out and having a bit of cake, which you probably want to do, and hell, when I think of celebrations, that's the first thing I do is think of what can I put in my mouth. Go for an extra walk. I mean, we're sounding like some doctor gurus here.
What sort of celebration are we talking about?
Walk to the burger shop. Mm. I don't know. Johnny D's could be on my route.
Yes.
Maybe in the next couple of hours. But, you know, that's the problem is, you know, celebrate something that really is a non-entity. No Diet Day is just an excuse to go out and party. And I'm just saying, just restrain yourself today if you are on a diet and celebrate the fact that you were looking good. Just look and appreciate what you see in the mirror. If you've shaved a couple of centimetres off,
absolutely,
you've done very well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know we do all get too hung up on body image and all the rest of it. I bang on about it a bit, but I guess, see, some people say, oh, you shouldn't say you're overweight and all that, but I just don't care. I'd own it. You do the crime, you do the time.
As long as you're looking good and you feel good.
I've got a bit of a guts on me, whatever.
You know, but seriously, zinc family.
I still eat hollandaise. Way too much. I love it.
That's a great diet product, isn't it?
But I guess the main thing for me is I'm concerned about my health now. It's getting to the point where I've got all that visceral fat, you know, around your organs.
That's the dangerous stuff.
Yes, I don't want to have a heart attack. So I've got to get moving.
On No Diet Day today, Zinc Family, what have you tried that's actually worked? I'd love some insight. Kath, you got one?
Oh, you name it, I've done it. But as you get older, you just sort of stack on weight. I'm vegan, I eat really healthy, and what I've been doing the last 4 years is cutting out sugar.
Oh, and how's that going? It works?
Yeah, really good. It didn't. It's like, God, you know, I'm eating nothing. I eat really healthy. Most of it's organic. Why is the weight still getting on? And then sometimes you just need a bit of a budge, like you say, more exercise.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Do you exercise, Gail?
Oh, Heaps, yeah.
Oh, good girl.
Well, I know that's working for you.
She's
vegan and cut the sugar. Good on
you.
Hello, Kath. What do you found that's worked diet-wise?
G'day, love. I'm good, thanks. Well, I found, after going through menopause, very difficult. And exercise was sort of a brick wall to me. So like you said, movement makes me better. And I did like easy for 3 months. And I found it amazing. I lost 10 kilos and I've kept it off in the last 3 months.
Good for
you. Good girl. A lot of people do get a lot of success having those, pre-done things, like light and easy. Good on you.
Congratulations, Kath. That's a good success story. Colin, lucky last. What diet's work for you, man?
The no beer diet.
Oh, no beer. Okay. All right. I don't drink beer very often, but I do tend to have a bit of gin and wine and champers, whatever.
Is beer full of carbs? Is that the reason? Okay, right.
Okay, so did you actually do this? Is this legit? Are you genuine?
Yeah, fair dinkum. I went off beer for a couple of weeks and I lost like 5 kilos.
Oh,
wow,
that's awesome,
good boy.
Man.
How much beer were you drinking prior to?
Not much. It's like on weekends, have a few beers. So normally work weekends, but I like to have a beer.
Yeah.
What is that instead of a case, down to one, mate?
Yeah, just one or two.
Yeah, that's what comes with the beer, isn't it, too? Like, I tend to, if I'm, so all the cheeses and whatever, maybe a sneaky quarter pounder.
Or a meat pie.
Oh, well, no, I don't eat McDonald's and stuff like that.
Well, that's fine, but as long as you do it in moderation, you can have anything you want. You just got to watch how much you take in. So if you have something naughty, then balance it out by, being a bit leafy the next time.
Look, maybe this could be a new career path for you.